Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll be talking about this past week of the show. You can follow us on Twitter at Diva of Dole, and we also have a Facebook page, Diva of Days of Our Lives. We're also on iTunes, and you can check out all our shows here on Blog Talk Radio. We have interviews and every show that we have done. I think we're on our 313th.
Wow.
Blog Talk Radio, yeah, 313. So, yeah, and we have the diva, Carrie, with us tonight. Hi, Carrie, how are you?
Good. Where are you going to be next weekend?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say we won't be having our show. Yeah, I was going to say that at the end, but we could say it at the beginning.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
be at okay. I think we have Anna here. Well, Anna?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah,
Hello.
We're just telling everybody that the Diva is going to be, Diva of Dole is going to be at the Day of Days next year doing, next week, Saturday, doing interviews. So, yeah.
Yeah. We're looking for
And Sherry and Carrie will be there. So, and I'm going to be there.
Or maybe.
But, yeah, we will. And yeah,
not
hopefully,
sure
maybe.
Them.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. And,
either way, it'll be fun.
Yeah. So we won't have our show next Saturday,
yeah.
But we'll, once we get interviews and that uploaded and that, you can go to the Diva on the blog again. It'll be up there, and you can listen to all the interviews that we do. So it should be fun. Yeah. I'm not sure all who's going to be there. You never know. Sometimes it's last minute. People, you know, they change. But I think most of the cast should be there. Usually they are. So should be a fun time. So did everybody watch the Halloween show?
Yeah.
I was warned to skip it.
No.
Oh, it was awesome. It was really good.
Okay.
It was good. It was Yeah, there was people out there complaining and moaning about it because it was a little far-fetched, but hello, people. It was Halloween. It was supposed
Halloween.
To be. It was Halloween. And it. Yeah, when I started watching it, I mean, come on, if you couldn't figure out that this was, like, a little quirky, a little different, you know, that, of course, all these people really weren't getting killed. I mean, come on. They're not going to kill Chad and Abby for sure. Did you like it, Carrie?
I loved it. I thought it was great. It was scary, and you didn't know what to expect. You think, oh, well, Ron's right. It's going to be, you know, it's all going to be a joke, especially after all this Elvis crap, which I hate. But no, it was
scary. Well, the health,
really,
a little bit.
Yeah, it was really good, and I thought having Paige back and Serena, I thought that was fantastic. I really
enjoyed
it.
And don't forget the elephant. The elephant came back, too.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
He brought
the
elephant back.
Room.
Yeah. Yeah, the elephant
and
actually
now that,
killed.
Now that is a horror story. The elephant is a horror
the
story.
The elephant was
right
back.
There.
That was,
oh,
see, that
funny.
Was the scary part. The elephant came back. And because I think I tweeted to Ron and said, oh, no, Ron, not the elephant. That was scary enough or something.
Oh, hilarious.
You know, to have that back.
I'll have to watch it then.
So, yeah.
I was going to watch it eventually, but I kind of heard that it wasn't really good. So, good. I'm glad it was good then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It all started with. Go ahead.
Go ahead, honey. Go ahead. That's cool. Go ahead.
It all started with, it was actually Abigail's dream, but you didn't know that at the beginning because Chad and Abby were in bed and Chad got a call from JJ saying that they were transferring Ben. So that's the last thing that that Abby heard, I guess, was like they were transferring Ben. And she had eaten all this candy corn. So she went to, I guess she went to sleep, and that was her dream. Now, did you want to talk about some more, Carrie? What did you like about it?
Oh, yeah. You didn't know what to expect. You kind of knew it was a special episode. It was a one-off episode. It didn't, advance the story of any of the stories. It was just its own little special episode. I like those. It was its own special. And it was scary. And it was a little bit like Pet Sematary, if you ever read the book or saw the movie. Kind of like, when you bring people, the plot of that was there was this pet cemetery that was kind of like an Indian burial grounds. And if you bury anything in it, it comes back to life, but usually in a bad way. It's kind of evil and murderous. And I read the book, and it was scary. But, they basically buried a child, and it came back and killed its mother and everything. But it's basically Peach comes back from the dead, and she's pissed. She sees JJ kissing oh, God, I'm going to call her Saul. That's her real name. Lonnie. And, and she takes the pitchfork and rams Lonnie in the stomach with it. And so that kind of ended up being a bit of a nightmare. And then Serena just walks into the Demira mansion. And she's a little bit crazy, and she's blaming Chad for Ben killing her, which in a way, it was accidentally Chad's fault. Because Ben did see that Chad was fighting with her and said he could frame him for the murder. So, and the only thing about Melissa Archer, she does crazy eyes really well. She can really bug out those eyes and go crazy. I thought it was I thought the actresses did a great job. I thought, I can't remember her name. Melissa Archer did a great job. Like, they seemed, at least with Paige seemed sweet in the beginning, and then she just went crazy jealous. And Serena, you could tell she was a little bit off the entire time. I thought it was fantastic.
Like they're JJ saying, like, how did you come back to life? She's, I don't know, but I'm here. I don't know what they did. They just dug me up, and here I am. They're okay. And that, it showed them, because it showed Rolf. He's the one that dug them up. He was there with the, he was at the grave digging them all up. Paige was screaming, you're cheating on me again? First with my mother, because she felt like JJ was still cheating on her with Lonnie. It was funny enough. What did you think of Princess Gina? Gina popped up.
That was funny. I didn't like that. The only thing that was cool about it is that she killed Rafe with her poisoned lipstick, which is kind of, I don't know if they got that from Game of Thrones, but that's how characters die with poisoned lipstick. So I don't know if that was stuff from that or not. But I didn't like that part, and I didn't like the Steve and Kayla part. I thought that was kind of random that they had Kayla got murdered by Ben. I thought that was really random.
And she had the scarf around her neck. She kept saying, oh, my neck hurts. Okay. Yeah, and then this knock comes at the door and shows Steve, they take him to the morgue and he's crying. Yeah, it was kind of odd. And then Ben brings Dr. Rolf back to life with his own.
Yeah.
Because we were kind of questioning that the other times. Like, okay, Dr. Rolf killed himself. But why can't he? It's kind of ironic because he should be able to bring himself back to life or something. But I guess he really is dead, I guess.
I don't like them killing off Rolf. I didn't think that was seriously, they only brought him back for a week. And I was kind of disappointed.
They could have kept him on longer.
Yeah.
Had more scenes with some more of the Demiros or something, you know. So I don't know. Yeah. And what else happened in that? Is that all that happened in that Halloween? Somebody else? I guess it came up then that, it showed Abigail waking up, and it was all her
mm-hmm.
dream. But then at the end, it panned to that elephant was still there, sitting.
Oh,
what, did
gosh.
You, was that what it Yes, the elephant was still, was the elephant still real? Was that
part
of the injury? It's still
it,
there.
That's definitely like a listening to the fans kind of thing, like a shout out to, yeah, we know that story sucked. Fortunately, we weren't around when that was going, you know. But it's like that
yeah,
was a good, I'm getting a kick out of
that.
It's good
how
right
he remembered
we,
the history.
Because we bashed that up.
Right, as much as we bashed
it.
Uh-huh.
That was pretty funny.
And I think the actors themselves did too. Yeah, I think the actors did too. They were sick of it. Yeah, they were sick of it themselves. So I'm sure it was probably fun for them to shoot those scenes. So, but yeah, that was I thought it was different. The writing's but you don't like nobody's liking the Sammy and the whole Susan Banks and Elvis and EJ. I mean, that's getting to be a little far-fetched, the whole idea of
mm-hmm.
how it ties in, I guess, to how Will is supposed to be alive, because according to Susan, when they found Susan, that she hired Dr. Rolfe to bring Will back to life, but
mm-hmm.
I guess she was but when she wanted to kill Will herself, but when she got there, Ben had already did it. So she wanted to bring Will back to life so she could kill him again. Okay. That was
and
like
who is this?
Bizarre.
Wait, who is this that wanted to kill him?
Susan Banks. She blamed Sammy for EJ dying, because Sammy
oh,
just evil.
Gosh.
Mean. You're just mean.
Oh, good grief.
Well,
that
see,
is,
they,
that
they
is
trace.
Lame.
Yeah, they.
They're like, you're
they,
not dead
they,
enough. I'm going to bring you back to life and then kill you. Oh, my goodness. That's
yes.
Ridiculous.
Yes, we haven't got, but we haven't gotten
my
to the point
is,
of, like,
I can
how,
go, I can
what
go,
she did with Bill when
to,
he brought him back to life.
Yeah, I can go, my brain can go yeah. to, okay, Ralph brings people back to life, but my brain can't go to, he's dead, I want to bring him back to life. That I can kill him again.
So I can kill him again. Yes, that was like I'm there. What? And it's the whole and actual. And they what happened was is they traced him to this house where this Elvis impersonator is living. And of course, Susan Banks, that's her boyfriend now. You know, she had that obsession with Elvis.
Oh yeah.
So now she's living
well,
with this Elvis impersonator.
Yes,
yeah,
so
and Sammy comes.
Elvis...
Did you see that? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then Sammy comes back. Of course, they all have restraining orders against them because. And then Sonny gets hurt.
Yeah.
And of course, they tell Sammy, you know. And Sammy's screeching this whole. Have you not missed?
Oh
have
my
you not
God.
Missed that? Sammy is the whole screeching, and after a while, and then you add Susan Banks to that, and it just like grates on your nerves. Hearing both of them. Did you see? Carrie, did you see the scenes with Sammy and Lucas in the police state? Yeah,
that was. I actually thought Lucas was going to do it because she usually talks them to everything, but he actually didn't do it. But yeah, I'm already tired of Sammy and the screeching. I can't deal with it anymore. I just can't deal with it.
Yeah.
And how many times she didn't get arrested this time? I mean, holy cow, she's
yeah,
arrested
she got
twice
arrested
in
again.
A week. Yeah.
Yeah, and Lucas was bringing that up. Oh, and she said about the drama. What did she say, the drama? Or she's getting on Lucas or something. He says, really, Sammy, really? You're telling me about this? And, you know, getting into trouble. And then there was
mm-hmm.
some funny scenes with John and Marlena, too, about Sammy cooperating, and John would, like say, well, good luck with that, or, you know, just like, you know, you're not going to have Sammy's not going to cooperate. Well, of course, Sammy does,
right.
And she goes back, and then she sees the big EJ on the thing, and of course, she's thinking, oh, maybe EJ's alive.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure a lot of EJ fans out there are probably wishing for that, too, and thinking that, but that's not what it is. It's her shrine to EJ, you know, but, you know, EJ's not alive. But, so I'm just curious to see how, like, why, I guess, obviously she didn't kill Will, and what did she do with him? Of course, we do know at the end on Friday. Did you see that on Friday?
Mm-hmm.
With Paul and Lucas. I mean, Brian DeTillo's been doing really well as his drunken, you know.
He's been amazing. Absolutely.
You know,
amazing.
Yeah.
He needs to be, he needs to get an Emmy or Emmy nomination.
Yep, absolutely.
He should get a nomination, you know. But these times, these ones with Dave, you just never know. The ones you think should get one don't, and
mm-hmm.
so. But I hope he does. So,
mm-hmm.
because poor Lucas was dumped again by Adrian.
Yeah.
He dumped her though. Technically speaking, he dumped her.
Well,
yeah,
I,
in a way.
The whole Justin and Adrian reunion thing, I'm not on board with that.
No.
That kind of happened fast, though. I mean, I do like Justin and Adrian, but it kind of like all of a sudden the light bulb went on in Adrian's head. Oh, it was all from that kiss. She was hurt. He rescued her, and that's more or less what she was telling Justin. Oh, it was that kiss, and I realized that, you know, I really do love you. You know, they had their moment, but so those were some good scenes, and good scenes with Lucas and Adrian, too.
It really has nothing to do with whether or not – the thing is, it wasn't that Adrian stopped loving Justin. She didn't. She can't trust him. He can't keep it in his pants. He's constantly cheating on her. He's been cheating on her entire relationship, and that's why she wanted – that's why she turned to Lucas, because Lucas is faithful. He has a history of being faithful. So that's why she chose Lucas, but she was tired of the drama with Justin because he was constantly cheating on her. So, I mean, you know, she never stopped loving him, but at the same time, too, that was never the problem with their marriage. The problem with their marriage is he can't keep it in his pants. So, you know, and, you know, he doesn't have to keep it in his pants, but she keeps coming back. So... I don't know. I mean, seriously, how long is it going to take before Justin starts looking at another woman? I bet you he's looking at another woman by January.
I don't know. Eve's back, so there was something there with him and Eve back in the, you know, right before she left.
Yep, and she's living in the mansion.
She's Thamus's widow, and she explained that, too. You know, she came back to see Tate. And Demas was all upset about Nicole, and they kind of hooked up and went to Europe, and, you know, they had made up all that history there, so that was interesting. And Maggie's taking it all in like, oh, God, here we go again. So, and Victor had always great one-liners, of course, constantly. He just sits there and he just sits there and they just roll right off.
I'm glad Eve's back. Cassie's fantastic. And I actually, even though it's far-fetched, I think it's a good move making her a Kyriakis. Because, she's going to shake things up over there. So.
Oh, yeah, they have another, it should be good. I don't know. And then once Brady comes back in, I don't know. Did she have a thing for Brady? I can't remember.
Yeah, but Teresa was into Brady, so she stayed away from Brady because that was Teresa's man.
So then we saw, Paul talking to Justin, and you know about he feels that if Will is alive, he's going to lose Sonny. So then he goes and he finds Lucas is in the bar, I guess in his bar, and he sees the bartender and it's Will, but he thinks, okay, I'm having a, you know, it can't be. Then he says, wait a minute, I'm not that drunk. He says, I haven't had that many drinks yet. But he went over and then he wasn't there. Paul came in and he said, well, here's Will. And of course, by that time, he had left, and Paul said, oh, there's nobody there. So you kind of think, okay, Lucas is just having this hallucination. But then Lucas leaves, and then I think it ended with Paul kind of looking over, and there was Will, and he saw Will. So do you think he's going to do the right thing and tell everybody he saw Will, or he's not?
I think the promo came
there was
out. I think he lies, and then he confesses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought, because there was a discussion before about doing the right thing, or will he do the right thing, and when it happened. But yeah, I was just wondering if he'll try to keep that a secret, because he does have that fear of losing.
So Will was the one hiding behind at Elvis's house.
That was Susan. That was Susan Banks.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, she's the Elvis impersonator.
See,
that's her boyfriend.
My whole problem with this is, if she could go and bring somebody back to life through Rolf, why wouldn't she just bring EJ back to life? If that was, I mean, that part makes no sense. You know?
That doesn't.
You've
got a good point there, Anna. Yes.
Yeah.
If she was so distraught about EJ, bring EJ back to life.
They need to come up with another angle there, because that makes no sense.
Because
they can't get EJ back to life, the first thing you
can't get EJ Scott to come back.
I don't know. I just thought that was really dumb.
You
want to
know the real reason? That's it. Yeah, but I see what you mean. It doesn't make sense. Fans that know the history, like us, yeah, you're right.
If you remember, though, the last person we saw around EJ's body was Kristen, and she had the needle. She had the syringe. So
she injected
him
with something.
She injected him with something.
That he is probably alive out there. I mean, well, they leave it open that he could be alive.
Yeah.
Well, anybody on Days could be alive, I guess. There might be a few that just they can't, but just about anybody comes back from the dead numerous times. So
I was going to say, blunt force trauma with a wood chip is about the only thing that keeps you dead forever, apparently.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Tony.
Oh,
Tony, yes.
Can't believe you guys didn't
get
that one.
Well, you know what, though? Aren't you kind
but
of
you never
surprised?
Know. You never know.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, Andre's been back now. It's been over a year, I'm assuming. Aren't you kind of surprised?
One on two.
That, mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing really going on the Tony angle, though. Don't you kind of think that, especially when they kind of...
I just thought
eventually it was going to lead to a Tony return somehow.
Maybe so. Well, because there's so many doppelganger things going on at once, they can't do that one, too, at the same time, but... I'm sure that it will come down. I mean, I'm sure that has been thought of anyway, but whether or not they do it, we don't know. But
oh, yeah. And it's been out there on, like, you know, on Twitter and different things, people wanting Tony back and different hints. You even say,
oh, shit.
And even Teo is mysterious with his tweets and his Twitter stuff. So you just never know what's gonna happen.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Speaking of doppelgangers, you okay, Anna?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm driving. I'm sorry. And there's like an emergency.
Please don't
me,
be.
I'm trying to get away. Lordy.
Careful.
All right.
Yeah, you should pull. Oh,
you
if you're yeah, if you're
okay,
talking.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Yeah. Speaking of doppelgangers. How is it that Steve and Kayla were the ones to figure out Bonnie was pretending to be Adrian, which, from what I remember, Steve and Kayla had no interaction, I don't think, with Bonnie Lockhart. But friggin' Maggie had tons of confrontations with Bonnie, and I think Julie did, too. I mean, why didn't Maggie should have figured it out of everybody. Not Stephen.
That's what I would.
Yeah. I still don't know how Stephen and Caleb put it together. But yeah.
Well, it did show them talking, back and forth about and all of a sudden Steve thought about it. But I could never remember who knew Bonnie and who didn't know Bonnie.
Yeah, I could have sworn
and
there
was never
around.
A reference. Yeah. And mm-hmm. also, did they never make reference? And I don't think Adrian was around at that time. Because when
Vaughn was
on, they never said, oh, yes. So, and no one ever said, oh, you look just like Adrian Kyriakos or Adrian Johnson.
Yeah.
You said, nobody ever said that. So there was a little bit of mix-up history there.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, she was acting, since Bonnie never knew Adrian, she wasn't acting like Adrian at all. She was acting like Bonnie the entire time, dressing like Bonnie, like the tacky clothes she always wore. And yeah, she was not even, she had no clue how to be Adrian at all. Not like
she was making
Marlena.
So many...
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know
she did a better job as Marlena.
Yeah, but Bonnie had no clue how to be Adrian at all. But still, Maggie should have been the one to figure it out, not Steve and Kayla. And I don't remember, too, Bonnie said she went to prison to cover up a murder. She took the fall for a murder Mimi committed. I don't remember who Mimi killed. Does anybody remember?
I don't know. I mean, I can remember Mimi Lockhart, but what? Kill somebody? I don't know.
That's what she said. She said she went to prison for Mimi, but I don't remember who the hell
Mimi
killed.
Okay. Yeah. Jen's. I was gonna bring Jen on the line. She's on the line. I can bring her on. She might know.
Oh, she would know. She would know. I bet.
Yeah. Okay. I was just gonna say she was in the get. Now I think she's on. So she was in the. Okay. That's Jen.
Hello.
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Okay. Did you hear what we just? Carrie just asked about
Mimi killed her father.
She killed her father?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And who was?
I'm not exactly
did we ever
sure.
See her
that wasn't. Yeah, that wasn't one of the storylines I really followed too much.
Oh.
But I
okay.
think it may have been her father.
Mm.
Okay. And Bonnie then went to prison or, like,
yeah.
for her or covered it up or whatever. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I always liked Mimi.
I don't. I like Mimi and Bonnie. I don't remember who they cast to be Mr. Lockhart, but I remember being so disappointed because I wanted Tom Eplin from Another World.
Oh, that would have been good.
That would have been perfect.
Yeah.
Because he played Jake Nicholas on Another World, and Judy Evans played, Paulina Corey.
Paulina.
And Jake and Paulina were married, or they were definitely a couple. I can't remember if they married or not. But I remember I interviewed Judy, and I asked her what happened, if she keeps in touch with Tom, and she said last thing she heard he was not acting at all. He was retired from acting. I think he was in real estate or something.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, that would be if they could get him back, bring Bonnie back, and bring Mimi back. And then say that, of course, he's dead. But they could bring him back from the dead, Mr. Lockhart, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I forgot that history.
Just bring somebody, play someone else. Yeah, if he still has his looks, just. I thought he was a great actor. Mm-hmm. He had chemistry with every single woman on Another World.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Loved him and Vicky.
Yeah, Vicky, Marley, Donna. There was a ton of women he was involved with.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, well. Mm-hmm. Maybe someday.
Yeah.
So what did you think of the shows this week, Jen?
I thought they were awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Though I got to tell you,
did you like the Halloween?
I loved it.
Yay!
Okay. Good.
Yeah. Except for I am sorry, Dave missed the boat. They could have had Eve and Deimos together.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you said that the other week. Yeah.
Yeah, they could have gone toe to toe with Kate and Andre.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. I always said that would have been good, like the Kyriakoses and the Demiras. Like that.
Yeah.
That would have been, that would have been good.
Would have been a powerhouse foursome going at it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been epic, yeah.
Amazing actors. Just them going at it would be the whole show for me.
Yeah. You never know. Who knows? Vincent could always come back. I mean, you know, keep bringing people back from the dead.
I know him.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm back now.
Yes, I saw you were there.
I'm sorry. I have to tell you, this is kind of funny. Okay, intermission from Days of Our Livestock. I got to tell you about real life for a second. Okay, so I'm running an errand for my mother. I've been taking care of her for the last year or so. Anyway, I'm in her car because I was going to go gas it up and everything for her. And I'm thinking, all of a sudden I'm talking to you guys and I'm on the phone driving. Of course, which you should never really do, I guess. But anyway, I wasn't texting and driving. I was just listening.
No.
But anyway, so I see what looks like an ambulance behind me or something, because it's like the light is a big vehicle. So it wasn't like a usual, like, police car in a sedan. So I see all these lights going off everywhere, and I'm thinking that they need me to get out of the way. So I try to get off to the right, and I realize, crap, that's a fear going onto the freeway. So I come back and I go under the overpass and I'm like still driving, but I'm not speeding or anything. So they were actually following me because my mom's tags were expired because she's been sick. She had no idea. So anyway, bottom line is they were really trying to pull me over, and he was super nice, and he's like, he looked at all my stuff, and he's like, well, I really can't really give you a ticket because it's your mom's, you know, everything, but just please take care of it. Like, oh my gosh, I'm mortified. He was super nice. And then it was like, okay, so, and then I left. I pull over this they always say to pull over someplace light or someplace safe. So since I was coming to run an errand at the store, I pulled in the parking lot. And, and so he comes and he says, once he realized, he goes, well, just let me give you a tip. When you see us, just pull over, because it makes us a little nervous when you come. And I said, oh my gosh, I watched Life PD, and I'm like dying now. And I'm sitting there thinking, you were thinking I was trying to escape or something. So anyway, so that's my story. He was very nice about it. He didn't give me a ticket, but now on Monday, guess what I get to do? Go get my mom's tag stinger. But anyway, and I had just taken her car,
and
I thought, I need to get it filled up with gas and stuff when we come back from the store. Yeah. So anyway, but
and you're talking on the phone with the diva. Did you tell him that?
I look in the room. No, I didn't say that part. But I looked in the room mirror and I saw these lights. I'm like, oh my gosh! And so I immediately try to like move over because I think they're like in emergency. Well, that's because
it's
one of those big like Yukon type vehicles, or maybe even bigger. I don't know what kind it was, but it was one of the bigger ones. And they don't, where I live, they don't really have those. That's not where they drive. But in my mom's area, I guess that's what they use. So I didn't misunderstand. Anyway, it was like, I was like, I am so sorry. And then to make matters worse, I thought it would help. I said, well, I have my insurance. You know, I gave my license. That was fine. Mm-hmm. And I said, I do have my insurance. But it's on my phone because this isn't my mom. This is my mom's car. But I had to have a screenshot of it. And he's like, oh, that's fine. He goes, don't worry about it. I'll just check everything out. And I said, I do have my mom's insurance because I had seen that she had an insurance part sitting on her desk one day. So I grabbed it and put it in my purse since I do a lot of errands for her. And I thought, I'll just make sure that gets in her car. Well, it turns out that insurance, he goes, for a Kawasaki? And I'm like,
Kawasaki.
I think it's for her mule, her like little ATV that she runs around with, on her property.
Oh my.
So I'm like dying laughing. Okay. So anyway, intermission over, but I just had to share that with you guys because I was so like mortified.
Oh, that's
classic, Anna.
And when I was cursing, I obviously forgot I was on live, radio. But I was thinking, I wasn't thinking, oh no, I'm in trouble, because I knew I wasn't speeding, and I knew I hadn't run a light or anything. But I was like, no, I need to get over, like crap. And then I can't get over because the feet are under the freeway, and I didn't want to get on that freeway. And so it was hilarious. And then they're like this slow speed, you know, white Bronco search with me.
Oh.
it's not a Bronco.
Oh, no.
This is like, oh, my gosh. I'm thinking they're probably like, what is this person doing? She's trying to escape through a shopping center. So anyway. he was really, really nice. And he was really, really very sweet. But I was just like mortified. I was like, oh, my gosh. I mean, I was surprised he didn't just take me in just because I'm an idiot. But anyway, that's another story. So I had to share that.
Too bad
with
you hung up. We could have listened in on all this.
I was sitting there, and here's the thing. I was afraid I was still on, and I was trying to subtly look at my phone, which I put next to me. And I was like, okay, I got to make sure they're not listening to this because I don't know what's happening right now, you know. And then it's like, because that would have been hilarious if I'd been like live on.
That would have been.
And then I look and I'm trying to, but I'm not trying to like look like I'm like hiding anything because, you know, I don't have anything to hide. I'm like, but anyway, so Lordy, I was like practically laughing. I was pretty much, normally I'd be crying thinking, oh no, I got pulled over. I was actually like laughing because I felt so stupid. I was like, oh my gosh. But I, you know, it's like, it is what it is. But he said, just be sure to get that done right away because you're going to get pulled over. It's really obvious. But that's an old tag, and you know, you just really need to. So anyway,
God! How do we top that now?
I know.
See now, that would have been a good plot for Halloween.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, so all right, I'll have to go back on mute now, but I just wanted to let you know.
Oh, you can stay
no
on.
Animals were harmed in the making animals were harmed in the making of this intermission.
You have your own soap opera, Anna.
Seriously.
You do.
Definitely do.
Okay.
All right. Well, sorry to interrupt. I just wanted to let you all know.
That's okay. Thanks for sharing.
We need a little more comic relief, right? And that's what the
dog
is.
So anyway. So where were we?
It's like, what if the Diva Duel people was on a slow speed chase through the neighborhood? No.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Wish you would have left your phone on. That would have been That would have been something.
It would have been actually hilarious, but I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah.
I'd rather just be honest and tell you what happened right now. Oh my goodness. And then when I hand him the insurance card and he goes, for a call of sake, I'm like, can it really get any worse? I thought I was being like, he didn't even ask for it. That's where you don't give somebody something they don't ask for.
That's right. Oh my.
Good grief.
You've been
like
too honest, Anna.
That's like the first line of, you know, common sense and love, where the don't give anybody anything they don't ask for. What do I do?
Especially a fob.
My mom's tags are expired, but hey, I've got an insurance here. Oh, wait, I don't. It's for something else. He probably laughed his ass off.
Oh, he's probably telling all his buddies. You got to hear this one.
Oh, yeah.
Seen this girl.
I'm sure. back at the station.
You know, I'm just doing my small part to comic relief at the local. And the funny thing is, I really do like to watch live PD, and I'm just cracking up going, oh, my gosh, thank goodness they're in the camera on me. Holy cow. I could see Dan Abrams switching. Okay, and we've got this slow speed chase going on. Because they always say it starts with something small, like life, like tag expired tags. They find all kinds of drugs.
Expired tags. Yes.
Oh, Lordy. All right. End of story.
Okay. So, where were we? Yeah, Jen, do you have any more comments about the show? What you thought about any other aspect?
All week, but I'm sorry. Of all the characters Eileen played, why bring back Susan?
I know.
I mean, if we can't have Kristen, at least can we have the nun?
I heard she was supposed to play more than Susan.
Oh, please.
Yeah, I bet you there's going to be more back.
There's more.
I bet.
We got more doppelgangers in the future.
Yeah. Wasn't there a brother, too? Wasn't there a guy, a brother or something, too?
Yeah, there was Penelope, too. Yeah.
And Penelope, yeah. And Kristen still might be back, too. I wouldn't doubt.
I really want a Kristen and Andre scene.
We need a Kristen.
Love them
and Andre
in the 90s.
Yeah.
I hated John for breaking him up.
Yeah. Everyone made John the victim, but actually Andre was the victim.
He was the
victim
the entire time.
And so was Roman.
Yes, he was. And they made him the bad guy, but he really wasn't.
Because
John was the one, he was the one, Andre was the one being cheated on. Of course, everyone thought it was Tony at the time, but yeah.
John's the one who couldn't fit in his pants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like,
There was some Demira drama. Turns out Theo's working for Kate to see who's sabotaging the company. And the cliffhanger on Friday, he tells her he knows what's going on. He figured something out. But Chad thinks that Theo's working for Andre, because Theo showed up at the mansion. He went to visit Kate, but Kate wasn't there, and he was acting extremely nervous, and Chad picked up on it. So
yeah,
I love it that they've been involving Theo.
Yes, Theo can't lie or cover too well. Yeah.
No.
And they don't think it's Andre.
It,
they think it's Andre that's sabotaging the company.
I really love it, though, that they've incorporated him in and allowed him to be like a, big part of things and stuff. And that's neat.
At first he didn't want to do it, but then Kate convinced him that he would be helping Chad.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking, I don't know any spoilers really or anything, but didn't Lucas threaten, how much I love Lucas, but, didn't he tell Brady, hey, if you hire me, I'll spill all the secrets? Was that like a red herring for this?
Oh.
Or do you think Lucas is the one doing it?
It could be Lucas.
There
are spoilers out there that say at first it looks like everything points to Andre, but but it's not. Those spoilers are out there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be Lucas in the end. So I don't know.
Hey, could it be Roman trying to break up Kate and Andre?
I don't think Roman would bother.
I don't know.
I mean, that would finally give him a story on.
True.
Yeah.
That's too smart.
Yeah, I don't think that's what could it be one of these people? When are some of these new appearances going to happen? Is it one supposed to start?
I think
later
it's
in November?
What's her name? Louise Sorrell. Vivian.
Louise Sorrell.
I'm thinking it's Vivian. Yeah. She's coming in. With her.
Yeah.
And Tyler Christopher's coming in.
Isn't Billy coming back?
Who?
Billy.
Billy? Did I see that?
Oh, that's right, Billy.
Which Billy? Lisa Rinna?
Lisa's
coming
back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, there's a spoiler hit from Rachel Melvin, who played Chelsea. She took a picture of herself in a bubbly bathtub saying that she's feeling kind of soapy, and she had the word soapy in quotes. People were thinking she was coming back as Chelsea. Yeah.
Could be. They're bringing a lot of different people back. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. And we're supposed to have Belle and Sean back, too.
Yeah, they always come back every so often.
Yeah, and the new Ciara is supposed to come on, too.
Yeah, I want my coin.
Yeah, and then
back.
We have the whole Trip and Claire and Theo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And whoever Tyler Christopher is supposed to be playing, he's coming back with Laurie Sorrell. So.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a lot of people coming.
Yeah.
I'd much rather see Mike Corden.
Mike Corden? You said Mike Corden.
I want Mike.
Huh.
I'll take either one of the last two.
You know, I didn't like Rory Crutchlow. I always thought he was kind of boring.
Yeah, I loved him. I liked him in Carrie Together.
Him.
I didn't care for Austin after a while.
Yeah. I always thought he was too old for Carrie, though. That was a little weird.
But they de-aged him, though.
That's
it's like
true.
They sort of age him and they de-age him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I take Michael Weiss back, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I liked him as. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, look, either one.
Hmm.
Is there anybody else coming back? It's a lot of.
Not that I know of.
Every time you turn around, there's like, you know, somebody else is coming back. Somebody new is coming back.
Oh, I just want
to throw in
there.
Is there any new characters?
I'm so glad Bonnie Lockhart got away with it. I'm glad she's not back in prison.
And yeah, she's not in prison. Poor Hattie's still in prison, though. I'd like she's got to get out and get with Roman. We need Hattie back because.
Mr. Roman.
He's fun.
Yes.
Mr. Roman. Yeah.
They could run the pub.
True.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Peggy McKay turned 90 this week.
Oh,
so
wow.
Happy birthday
to
Peggy. Yeah.
Oh.
I miss her.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm glad 2 years ago, when I was at Day of Days, she was there, and I got to talk to her. That was really nice. But, yeah. So.
Yeah, she was one of my favorite interviews, too, and glad I got to talk to her. I told her one of my favorite storylines was the reveal that Bo was Victor's son. Yeah, that was a fantastic storyline. It was such a scandal because Bo hated Victor so bad. And Peggy and John Aniston had a lot of chemistry. I wanted Peggy and Victor to hook up. I mean, Caroline and Victor hook up for the longest time. And they never did. Even on the island, Meowthween Island, that they still never got together. They just stayed friends.
Yeah.
But yes, I was really shipping for Victor Caroline. That was one of my favorite stories. I really appreciated talking to Peggy.
Yeah.
She's really cool.
Then when it was revealed, he was too vile for her. Back in the '80s.
Yeah, he was a real bad guy back then, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he raped Kimberly, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, and Kimberly was reading some letters, and she thought she was Victor's love child. It wasn't until Caroline's, Bo was going to kill Victor, she screamed out, he's your father. Audience is being led to believe that actually it was Kimberly, which is gross because Kimberly's
oh,
yeah. Victor. Yeah. And that was good stuff, though.
Good writing back then. I saw that on YouTube. I hadn't been watching it, but oh my God, that was good writing.
Yeah. No, that's Kimberly. That's one person. I guess we'll change back a little bit. This year, but we still haven't had Kimberly back.
Yeah. Kimberly and Shane.
Yeah, I love Kim and Shane.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and the Bay is back, too, so we can't get enough of Mary Beth Evans. The Bay.
Oh, Mary. Oh, okay.
Yeah, their third season is on Amazon Prime. So, yeah. So Barry Beth's on there. Eric Martsoff's been on there. I think Christopher Sean's on there, too, now. So, there's a ton of great actors on it. Dave Martinez was on there. Charles Shaughnessy. Lane Davies, one of my favorite actors ever. Mason Capel in Santa Barbara. Gosh, who else is on there? We interviewed Jade Harlow. Martha Master was on there for her first couple seasons. So it's just Tristan Rogers. They're just loaded. Jeff and Zeman, Nicholas Coster, Sean Kane was on there for a little bit. I think they killed his character off. Brody Hetzler was on there. Yeah, just catch up with that on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's still going strong, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. So anything else?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. All right. Yeah, Anna had a go, so she says she's still rolling, so. It's still out there. I don't know. She might get stomped again. I don't know. But that was funny.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That was so funny.
Only Anna. So, okay. Well, like we said at the beginning, I'll be out for Day of Days next week. So, hopefully we'll have some good interviews.
Where is Day of Days next week?
Universal City Walk, Universal Studios in Hom, California, in Hollywood, They always, in City Walk, they have a whole section there where they do it. And I think the interviews at a Hard Rock Cafe, I think, and then you can, we go and you can do interviews. You get about 10 minutes. They usually bring two to the actors. Usually they pair them with somebody that they're in a storyline. They're probably going to have, they'll probably have Billy Flynn and Marcy Miller together, I'm sure. The year I went, they had Billy Flynn and Teo together. And I think last year they had Lauren Coslow and Teo.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
I know. I missed it last year. So I know Teo will be there. I don't know who. They might have them together this year again. I'm not sure, but they might have them together this year again. So, it's a fun time for fans. It's a free event for anybody to go. Okay. Well, hopefully the week after that, or we'll get some interviews up, and then we can talk about that the following week. So it should be fun. And what the last couple weeks, maybe we'll find out what happens to Will by then, or
He's really well.
If it's really well, yeah, true. Okay, well, thanks everybody.
Thanks for calling
ladies.
In.
Thank
okay, good night.
Very memorable show tonight.
Yes.
Oh yes, this is a classic. Yes. Bye bye.
Bye
bye.